Chapter 16. Pure Blood. So by feeding from Lucius, you were able to feed on other demon? Remy stood with his hands folded, his eyes switching from concern to interest. Well, that's new. Anastasia continued to stare at Veronica as she lay motionless in her bed, sweat dripping from her brow. He examined the two puncture marks on her neck. His blood is mixed with the blood of a pure one, and still, you still weren't able to stop a Romanga from biting her. Hallie walked into the room, cradling a book in her hand. She knelt beside the bed, her eyes also fixated on Veronica. She looks dead. Suddenly, Veronica's body quivered and her eyes opened slightly. Or maybe not. Anastasia leaned against the wall in the corner, looking to the opened window. She wasn't in the mood to answer any of Remy's questions. Not now. At the moment, her main concern was making sure that Veronica survived her attack. Still, she felt her own body reeling from the lack of Lucius' blood in her system, and she shook uncontrollably as her vision began to blur. Remy held his head slightly back and sniffed the air. I can smell their filth all over her. He touched Veronica's forehead, feeling the warm sweat on his fingers. She's not going to survive the night like this. Anastasia knew what he tried to suggest. No, Remy, you aren't going to sire her. We have to do something to keep her stable, he replied, then sneered at Hallie. I told you to watch her and to make sure she didn't do anything stupid. Hey, I couldn't just keep her here against her will, Hallie argued back. That's exactly what you should have done. He returned his attention to Veronica. Now look at her. Poor thing. She's dying. No one is siring her. Anastasia objected again. Why would you want to subject her to that? To save her life. Remy snickered. Or maybe you just want to make her lamia, thinking that she'll finally accept you. She jerked her attention toward him with fangs exposed. No need to get sensitive, he replied as his eyes briefly changed colours. She stood down and told herself over and over that she didn't care about Veronica, but that went right out the window. Her concern for Veronica didn't compare to Remy's infatuation with her. She saw it now. He tried to love her, and he wouldn't let her die on his watch. I don't care what you think. She won't die. Not like this, Remy said. You can't sire her. She retracted her fangs. Maybe I can give her sensual appetite. That might work, right? No, Remy, it only provides a euphoric element. It won't heal her. He squinted at her. So you'd rather her lay in pain and agony instead of experience the equivalent of a hippie acid trip. Why don't we just take her to the hospital? Hallie stood up from her knelt position. Anastasia turned to Hallie. She's safer here. Don't kid yourself, Remy said back. Those two demon were after you, not her. If you think she's safer here with us right now, especially with you being here, you're clearly mistaken. He stood up and walked toward the door. If Veronica dies, it'll be because of you. He stopped in the doorway and looked back. And if you try to stop me from saving her, she won't die. Anastasia approached the bed. I appreciate your enthusiastic outlook, but you don't know that. She didn't have time for Remy's antics and pithy comments. She stared at Veronica, wondering if she'd survive the night. All Veronica needed was a drop of demon blood inside her to start the transformation, and that wasn't guaranteed. Not many humans survived. She could wake up a demon days from now if she woke up at all. She's strong. She'll survive. Remy chuckled. Do you really believe that? Anastasia looked away. Do I really believe that? Your fake bond with Lucius has scrambled your brain. He laughed again. Open your eyes. He pointed to Veronica. She will die before sunrise. Anastasia again glanced out the window. It's not up to us to decide her fate. The sky became lighter, and soon the sun would rise from the horizon, making them all virtually vulnerable. Hate to break it to you, Remy said, but you already did that for her. She walked over to the window and closed the blinds. Her face, which rarely kept an expression for so long, grew dark with rage. When had she become so blind to not see the disaster she'd created in the demon world? Was her loyalty to Lucius that strong to sacrifice the lives of those she felt the need to protect? Thinking about Veronica's well-being proved enough to make her rage. "Are you actually reconsidering your stance with Lucius?" Prying on her thoughts, Remy's response slipped from his mouth. "Now isn't the time to mock me," Anastasia gnarled. "I'm not," Remy replied, "even though I'd like to." He swiped his hair and placed his hands on his hips. "And you deserve it." Veronica moaned and grunted in pain, interrupting their conversation. They returned their attention to her, watching her body convulse and her chest rise and fall. Her skin was deathly pale, and her faint blue lips parted slightly. Anastasia felt the air become thick and the dread slithering from Remy. She immediately left the room and stood in the hallway, standing against the wall in thought, her eyes obsessed over the red carpet on the floor. Remy stood firm and he leaned against the doorframe. "You know, as soon as we realized what Lucius and Celine were up to, I went to look for you." She turned to him. "Hallie said that once she and Veronica came back to the manor, Veronica tore Nathan's study apart, looking for any information on the Pure Ones." His eyes turned to the ceiling. "The very first demon. The original 8 badasses. You know that they shouldn't be released from Limbo, Anastasia. They're dangerous, not only for humans, but for us as well. Just imagine. 8 powerful demon. For fuck's sake, we witnessed that in the cave with Amenirdis. Think about it." "I got a taste of how strong she is from Lucius," Anastasia whispered back. "His blood tasted like fine wine. It was delicious, old, soothing, and..." "Powerful?" Anastasia nodded. "I was going to say uncontrollable, but yes, powerful too. It was like no other blood I've ever tasted." "Well, there you go. You're right. It's my fault that Veronica is injured." Anastasia stared down the hallway of the manor in thought. "It would be wrong to sire her. She hates who and what we are." Remy held up his hands. "She'll get over it." Anastasia sensed his feelings for Veronica. It wasn't a part of his makeup. It wasn't in his nature. The feeling of concern, pity, and desire for her to make it out of this alive weighed heavily on him. It was like an annoying itch that he couldn't scratch. The feelings of a demon changed constantly. She didn't trust it, but she had no other choice. She thought that maybe if she did nothing and let Remy sire Veronica, the bizarre feelings they all had regarding her safety would go away. Sure, Nathan would never forgive them, but at least she would be alive. No one knew if Veronica preferred death over being a demon. It wasn't easy to tell, since the question never crossed their minds until now. Would it be that bad to turn her? At least Remy would finally have a companion, and Hallie would have a big sister she could relate to. The longer Veronica remained in her frail condition, the more Anastasia felt the urgency to punish Celine and Lucius. She walked back into the room, squeezing herself between Remy and the doorway, and sat on the edge of the bed. "I will do what I have to do." She heard Remy's voice behind her. "I guess we can agree to disagree." Her face showed signs of concern. Remy walked over to the bed and pulled back the sheets. "I won't leave her side until she gets better. But if she doesn't..." He climbed into bed and lay next to her, snuggling his medium frame against hers. "We'll have another demon to add to our already dysfunctional family." He gripped Veronica's weak hand. "Do what you want." Anastasia stood up, turned around, and walked out of the room.